Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian. I just wanted to post a quick update before you listen to this episode. I conducted these interviews at Fantastic Fest 2016, so yes, this is a little bit dated, but I thought it was very important to share this with you. Every year at the festival in Austin, Texas, at Fantastic Fest, I like to throw my portable recorder in the faces of my friends, mostly my housemates that I stay with. I just ask them things like, what did you enjoy about the fest? Which movies are you going to suggest? And basically just get a feel for what it's like at the festival. So if you attend the festival, I think you'll get a lot out of this. If you're thinking about it, you might get something out of it as well. So and big shout out and thanks to Alex, Gray, Brandon, Johnny, Tyler, and Alan for participating. And I'll be looking to interview more of you this year. See you in Austin. All right, this is Adrian from the Green Screen of Death here with my good buddy Alex Spivey, one of my new housemates for this year. How many times have you been to Fantastic Fest?
This is my fifth year. I started in 2011 and I missed in 2014.
Okay.
So I that went out, but this is my fifth year here.
Okay, cool. And we've talked a little bit. You're from Atlanta, right?
I am.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about your background as a movie lover?
My dad has a video production company. I grew up with a camera on my shoulder and a movie theater in our basement. When my dad finished our basement, he built a projection screen set up with stadium seating in the basement.
Oh, cool.
With like, you know, dimming lights. And so I always kind of grew up with that movie love in the family.
Yeah.
So I've always, you know, kind of been raised in front of the screen and
cool.
Would always be taken to super inappropriate movies for my age.
Sounds about right.
Right. So yeah. So Fantastic Fest is the perfect evolution of seeing inappropriate movies.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Now, a big part of your excitement for the fest is the involvement of Bruce Campbell in Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Absolutely.
Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I love that franchise as well. Been a big part of my life, so.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I saw Army of Darkness from a fairly young age on TV and watch them in reverse. I eventually would stumble on find Evil Dead 2, which kind of struck this perfect balance to me because I was really into horror, but I still loved those comedy aspects that I'd seen in the third one. It was very slapstick, and I grew up loving the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
And then I eventually stumbled my way onto the Evil Dead, but I think I was in high school before I saw the first, and so I've always been in love with the franchise, and they feel kind of masterfully made, but at the same time, like, real and kind of low-budget enough that you're like, oh, I could do this. It's like almost inspirational, like, you know, I need to seek out other movies like this, like, you know, or work on something like this, or it's approachable. It's not like these massive $1 million slick movies. It feels very kind of handmade.
And I've always
liked Bruce Campbell's very particular method of acting.
Oh yeah, he's awesome.
So I'm very excited. I've never actually seen Bruce in person, so it was very exciting to get to do that this year.
Right on, dude. What are some movies you've seen here that you've really enjoyed and you're going to go back home and tell everybody all about them?
It's always fun coming away from this trying to have movies that you could really recommend to everyone. You know, you have to be fairly selective
and
what you could recommend to what friends and what you're going to show the wife, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Coming into the fest, I was really excited for The Handmaiden.
Yeah.
Park Chan-wook is one of my favorite directors.
Yeah.
And so seeing that the opening day, right?
Yeah.
It's like I didn't think anything could top it. It was pretty perfect. And it's one of those where I can't recommend to everyone.
Yeah.
But almost everyone. It's a beautiful movie. It's really great. But I knew I was going to enjoy that going in. And the one that really surprised me was The Girl with All the Gifts.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really have high expectations for that.
Same here, yeah.
Because it's a zombie movie in 2016 and pretty played, but it really handles it well and has a different take on the, you know, traditional zombie rules. So that was a big surprise for me.
Oh, cool. Any standout moments you've had beyond seeing Bruce Campbell up close?
Oh, let's see. Standout moments beyond seeing Bruce Campbell up close. I just enjoy hanging out down in Austin and seeing people. The movies are amazing. That's what brings everyone here.
Yeah.
But I make a point to not go into every movie and every time slot. I really enjoyed seeing the Meltdown since that show is going to be ending, and this was one of the last performances for Jonah Ray and Kamel together as the Meltdown.
Yeah.
So I was glad I was able to see that before that show.
Cool, man. Well, I guess we should wrap it up. You're on Twitter, right?
I am.
Any other online presences you want to tell our listeners about?
No, I took my website down because I wasn't updating it, and I deleted my Instagram account. So you can find me on Twitter,
okay,
at Alex Spivey.
All right, cool. Thanks, man, very much. And Yeah, enjoy what you have left of the fest. This is your last day, right?
It is my last
full
day
here. Go back home tomorrow.
Yeah, I have to leave Paradise tomorrow.
It's been fun, man.
It has been. See you again next year.
Yeah, for sure. All right, this is Adrian from the Green Screen of Death here with my good buddy Grave, one of my housemates. You just arrived in time for second half, right?
Yeah, that's right. I came in Sunday and got here in time for Dog Eat Dog in the midnight slot, and that was a fun way to start things off for me.
Cool, man. So how many times have you been to Fantastic Fest?
This is number 4, I believe. So, I'm enjoying it. It's worth coming back each year for me.
Oh, totally. Yeah, it's my 4th Fantastic Fest as well. So we're part of a cool club of some sort. It's very exclusive.
Totally.
How did you hear about Fantastic Fest, and what got you interested in attending the fest?
Probably just from following people who were regulars and from people who are involved in the Draft House organization. So I knew about the festival. And then at one point when I heard about how the Wachowski showed up and brought Cloud Atlas, that kind of made me say, you know, I need to be there for this kind of excitement. So, yeah, that kind of tipped me over the edge.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, they attended, I think, the year before 2012, right?
Yeah.
What are some standout moments for you from 2013 through present? What's really stood out in your mind?
I think it was 2012, or maybe the first year I was here, I believe it was when Robert Rodriguez was here, and that was a big deal for me because I love some of his movies, and so I got to talk to him for a minute and get my copy of Desperado signed, and that was neat. And
cool.
Trejo was here that year as well. Seeing Frodo walk around all the time is kind of neat.
That is cool.
I got to hear Bruce Campbell talking with Leonard Maltin last night. That was that was fun interview going on in there.
Yeah.
We had the big split sneak premiere last night. That was pretty exciting.
We were the first audience to see it.
The first public audience ever anywhere. Yeah. So yeah, that was fun with M. Night Shyamalan in the house and James McAvoy.
Yeah.
Just standing face to face with Adrian Palacki last year was a thrill. And
oh, cool.
She was gorgeous and very tall and stunning.
Yeah, she's taller than I was expecting.
Yeah. So, we exchanged Texas Forevers, and that was cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What are some movies you've seen? I know you've very early into the fest for you, but what are some movies you're going to go home and recommend to people?
Yeah, I really enjoyed The Girl with All the Gifts. I thought Colossal was a lot of fun. I didn't really know what to expect there, but I enjoyed that. What else? Colossal, Girl with the Gifts. I feel like there's a couple more, but I'm looking forward to The Crew. I hear that's neat, and I'm looking forward to that RZA thing. That should be a good time.
Oh, Live Score,
yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, and one of the things I always also like to ask people is, what keeps you coming to the fest? Like, what are some things you love about coming to Fantastic Fest?
Yeah. There's great programming, obviously. You know, you get new things that no one's seen before. They pull these cool rep screenings out of the dust and play those, and I enjoy seeing some of those things. They have some interesting musical aspects sometimes, and it's just a really fun time. It's a casual atmosphere. There's a good crowd here. It's in Austin, which I like a lot.
Yeah. Tell us about that meal you had. Was that yesterday or the day before?
That was Sunday night at Gordo's Public House, which is a donut-themed restaurant, if you're not aware. And so everything is based around donuts. So I had on my plate a giant donut with a potato pancake on top of it with some chicken strips on top of that. And then they poured creamed corn and candied jalapenos over the top. And I ate the whole thing.
Nice. How was it?
It was really good, man. I put it away.
That's awesome.
Savory donut meal.
That's awesome, dude. Well, I guess we're going to close things out here. But before I let you go, why don't you tell people about your online presence? You're on Twitter, and do you have any websites or anything you want to plug?
Kind of. I mean, yeah, I'm L. Gray on Twitter, EL_GRAY. And I love Twitter. I do a little fun thing in Atlanta, where I'm from, called ATL Lego. That's ATLEGOH on Instagram or Tumblr, where I put little Lego guys around various landmarks in the city and write about the history of our fair city. So check it out if you want to learn about Atlanta and if you like looking at pictures of Lego men.
Cool. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
Enjoy the fest.
Sure thing. You too.
Okay, this is Adrian from the Green Screen of Death here with my good buddy Brendan, a.k.a. Brendog, one of my housemates.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, so there's a big story behind that. Why don't you tell people that story?
No.
Okay. I'll spare you this time. You've taken enough grief for that. How many times have you been to Fantastic Fest?
This is my second time.
Okay, cool. What? How'd you hear about it, and what got you interested?
I've been hearing about Fantastic Fest just as a movie geek for a decade before I finally got to come last year. It's the place where all the best film writers and all the best filmmakers all just talked about incessantly, so I had to come.
Yeah, totally. What are some highlights so far between last year and this year? Some maybe moments that have stood out for you?
I mean, just everything. Watching Nacho Vigalonde do crazy karaoke in the high bar in front of a bunch of screaming people. Just meeting some of my favorite writers and favorite people online ever. I found out that they're even better in person.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Some of us.
Some of you guys live up to it. Some of you do not.
That's right. So you've been here for a few days now. Yeah. What have you watched that you've enjoyed so far?
So far, everything's been really good this year. Some of the highlights are Raw, which is an amazing French cannibal film, which is much funnier and much sweeter and a little sexier than you imagine from a French cannibal film.
Oh, yeah. Coming of age.
It's a coming of age story with the eating of human flesh as a central metaphor.
Yeah.
So some people are going to hate it with a fiery passion, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
But my audience, I think all audiences here, have just gone nuts for it.
Oh, totally.
I have no idea if it's getting released in North America. I can't imagine the cut we saw is getting approved. But when it is, make sure find the time and go find it. Also saw Colossal, the new one from Nacho, which is fantastic. Anne Hathaway, Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah.
And it's half intimate, dramedy about a woman dealing with alcoholism and half the craziest kaiju movie you'll ever see. And it's so well done. The way it balances those two halves is nothing short of brilliant.
Yeah.
That presumably will get a big release because it's Anne Hathaway. It's got some big names on it. So absolutely make time for that. Again, there are total shifts in that I think some audiences are just going to be like, what the hell is this movie?
Took me by surprise.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah, it's a movie that it can go from being, like I said, really intimate to really crazy and really down to earth to really fantastical.
Yeah.
In the space of shots.
Oh, yeah.
Like within a couple of seconds it could go. And also tonal variation where it can go from being super, super silly to all of a sudden being very, very dark.
Oh, yeah.
And it really should not work at all, but it really, really does. And that's a testament to the cast and to Nacho as a filmmaker.
Yeah.
Arrival is really, really terrific. That's coming out soon in November, so everyone will get a chance to see that. Do see it. It is not the global thriller that it's being sold as. It's much more intimate and it's much more human. It's one of the most interesting and smart sci-fi films I've seen in a long, long time. So I can't believe it exists on the scale that it does. I can't believe that it's a studio film with big stars. It seemed like a movie that should cost like $5 million maybe.
Yeah.
And come out like on VOD by Magnet releasing. So the fact that it's an actual thing is just remarkable. So definitely makes time for Arrival. And another personal favorite is Age of Shadows. The new one from Kim Jae-woon who did Tale of Two Sisters, I Saw the Devil, The Good, the Bad, the Weird, some of the best South Korean films. I mean, South Korea is putting out some of the best films for the last decade. He's put out some of the best of the best.
Yeah.
So that's terrific.
That's all right.
Yeah. And so find time for Age of Shadows.
Cool. Well, we better wrap it up. Our ride is here. We just ate some barbecue, and it was delicious, right?
It is amazing.
Before I let you go, where can people find you on Twitter, and where's your website?
People can hit me up on Twitter at TheTrueBrendanF at Twitter, and you can also find me at Synapse, CINAPSE.CO, publishing the best reviews of new movies and archive titles.
So cool.
Look for me there.
All right. Thanks for doing this, Brendog.
I fucking hate you, Adrian.
I'm so tired right now. All right, this is Adrian with the Green Screen of Death here on day 7 of Fantastic Fest 2016 edition. Here with my good buddy Johnny. Why don't you say what's up?
What's up? How's it going, man?
Yeah, it's good, man. Like, this is your second Fantastic Fest, right?
This is only my second Fantastic Fest, and it's been a while. I haven't been back in probably, I want to say, over 5 or 6 years.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm still kind of a newbie, but I do know what I'm getting into when I'm coming to this fest, and I'm definitely going to try to make it a more regular thing.
Awesome, dude. Like, you come from LA, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right on. Do you usually go to the festivals there or hit up the movie scene
sometimes,
there?
Sometimes. I'll be honest, like, the festival scene is not nearly as cool as it is down here in Austin. Yeah. And, you know, at the same time, a lot of the movies that are playing in LA festivals are generally movies that are going to get releases.
Oh, yeah.
Are going to be available in theaters regardless. And I like coming to the Austin festivals, South by Southwest and Fantastic Fest, because there's going to be plenty of stuff that maybe doesn't see the light of day or doesn't get a chance in a major theater. So
yeah.
Great to find discoveries here.
Oh, totally. What's your history with the fest? Like, how did you hear about it? What got you interested?
I mean, just like most people, I think I saw people's reactions on Twitter first, and I was like, what is this Fantastic Fest? And then when I found out it was so closely linked to the Draft House and to Tim League and Harry Knowles, I mean, that's almost a no-brainer. You know, at that point, I'm like, I just want to be in good company with people who love movies and enjoy the hell out of everything from, you know, the lightest fare to the heaviest fare.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of that. Like, everything in between, too.
Yeah, everything
it's
in between.
Crazy.
Yeah.
On that topic, what are some movies that you're maybe going to go home and tell everybody to go see when they're out?
Fantastic Fest is, like, great because it's really kind of, it's got a great coverage of both big movies that are going to come out and as well as movies that you haven't heard of, foreign films that may not get full releases here. Mm-hmm. Just off the top of my head, I think I really liked Down Under.
That was good.
The Australian movie it's about race riots, but also is at the same time laugh out loud hilarious, and then like will flip the switch on you in the same scene and get really serious, really dramatic. And it's something that if you had described it to me, I wouldn't believe that it would even work.
Yeah.
But the movie just miraculously works and is really, really great and has a really awesome message to it as well.
Yeah, and there's a beat in that movie where I was laughing hysterically.
Which one?
It was near the end. Uh-huh. It's simultaneously hilarious and also very tragic.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, did I just out myself as a really bad person? It involves...
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I
and
was
I think
laughing.
That's what the movie's really trying to get at. It makes you think as well as think about how other people are reacting. And, you know, it knows that it's a movie, but at the same time, it knows that it's got something very real and very important to say about how we view race and people today.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I really like Elle.
Yeah,
for Hope
that's
and
good.
Tell. Really, really strong movie, complex and just a lot to analyze. I saw Shin Godzilla yesterday that I thought was really fun.
Oh, cool.
Raw is another one that I saw that a lot of people have been talking about, but usually I'm not a huge, huge horror fan, but that's like my kind of horror. Something that's, you know, both gory and kind of hard to watch, but also brutal and unrelenting and cerebral in what it's trying to accomplish.
Yeah, it's got a lot of like really heavy themes in there with like coming of age and exploring your sexuality.
It's a strangely sexy movie for a movie about cannibalism.
And it doesn't pull any punches, but at the same time, like these really gross things we witness have a lot of weight behind them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just gross for the sake of being gross. It has meaning to it. That's what I really like
and
about it.
I guess it's a first-time filmmaker as well.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a lot of first-time filmmakers this year that I've just been just blown out of the water by how impressed I am with.
Yeah, it's really impressive.
Their work. It's really, really awesome.
Yeah.
And a lot of female directors, too, which I think is really great.
Yeah. There's been a lot of, female voices that I've noticed during this fest and kind of calling to light the cleverness and basically just how women are basically smarter than men, which I'm totally okay with.
Yeah. I have this prevailing theory about movies being mostly boring because the male leads, a male protagonist are generally predictable. You know what a man's going to do, whereas women can go either way. They can play things differently. They can be much more dynamic in their range and expectation.
Oh, yeah.
And because we haven't had as many stories driven by a female perspective, I think there's a lot more to explore in that territory.
And it's an exciting time.
Really evident, especially in something like Raw, where you're like, you could very easily imagine this movie with a male lead, with a male director.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, I don't think it would have the same kind of flair
and
interesting choices that movie makes.
Yeah.
And it also goes counter to, I think, what people expect from female directors. They would assume that they would shy away from genre, but or at least I would.
Yeah.
But
I think
I like that they're going full force into something and doing something better than most seasoned male directors might
I fully agree, man. It's really cool to see. Have you gone to any events or witnessed anything cool that other than movies?
I did just do the Satanic Panic Room.
How was
the
that?
Escape room. It was fun. It was really, really fun.
Cool.
I'm not that familiar with escape rooms, so I don't think of myself as an expert or anything, but as far as what I have done, that is probably one of the funner ones that I've done. It was a really good group, and we managed to escape with 2 minutes to spare.
Oh, cool. So you guys have to work like as a team and everything?
Yeah. You're all, it's kind of cool because, well, I don't want to ruin it, but you do start off, you start the room shackled to the wall.
Okay.
So it's kind of cool how it starts, and you have to escape first and then start to work on the room.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
It's cool.
We're down to a couple days left. How are you doing energy wise?
I'm actually doing all right. I think I made a good choice of taking it easy on the first weekend getting here.
Oh yeah.
And I haven't missed a midnight since. So
cool.
I have not missed a midnight at all since opening night. So I'm feeling pretty good.
Nice.
And there's only a couple days left. I think I'm gonna make it out okay.
Right on.
No fantastic flu.
Yeah. That's my first year avoiding it. So I'm so happy.
That's good. That's good.
I usually get it every
hopefully
year.
That stays that way.
Yeah. For sure.
Awesome.
Yeah, I guess we could start to wrap it up here. I want you to tell people where they can find you online on Twitter, and you've got a podcast, and if you have a website you want to plug.
Yeah, you can always find me on twitter.com/JohnnyChang, JonnnieChang, and my website's nooneman.com, and our podcast, my podcast with Trevor Schoenfeld, at Schofeezy on Twitter, is Top 5 Film. You can find us on Apple iTunes.
Yeah, highly recommend it, too, because you guys always have interesting things to say about movies.
Oh, thanks.
And yeah, it's always a blast.
We've been a little busy. We definitely need to record a new episode, but we'll get back on it. We promise.
Cool. All right. Cool. Thanks for your time, man. Enjoy the rest of the fest.
Thank you. You too, man.
Hey, thanks. All right, so we're on close to the very end of day 7, Fantastic Fest. This is Adrian here, Green Screen of Death, here with my good buddy Tyler. Say what's up.
Hey, how's it going?
So you're a veteran here at Fantastic Fest by now, right?
I would say so. I mean, I've been going. This is my sixth one, so in a row. So yeah. I would consider myself a veteran. Although it's been around for. This is the 11th year, so there are some people that have been around a little bit longer.
And that's cool, man. Yeah. Did you grow up here?
No, I actually grew up in Indiana.
Okay.
In Bloomington, which is a college town, and then moved here in 2011. And actually, I moved here in July of 2011. This happens in September each year.
Yeah.
So this was like my first big Austin thing
I
did when I first moved here.
Nice.
So I was very excited, yeah.
How'd you hear about it? Like, was it just your friends?
My friends had been tweeting about it for a long time, and I kind of like knew what it was, but I didn't know too much about it. I knew it was kind of like a genre thing. Played some stuff that were hard to find.
Yeah.
But I thought it was mostly kind of this like really hard to find European horror shit. I didn't know I didn't know it was like American stuff and
indies,
indies and stuff like that. Lots of Korean stuff, and I wasn't a huge fan of Korean cinema at that point. So, I just on a whim, I was like, you know what? I know that there's going to be a lot of people here. I didn't know anybody in Austin. I knew a few friends, but they weren't really movie friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, on a whim, I was like, all right, $300, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then
cool.
I did it, and I met a lot of really great friends here, and it's been awesome ever since.
Yeah, it's been cool, man. I've been here 4 times. And good to hang out
already?
With you. Yeah, like
oh my
each
gosh.
Time. Yeah.
Was 2013 your first?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow,
that's right.
Wow.
And
yet,
it does. For me, it was like, I think around 2011 was when I first heard about it.
Yeah.
And I saw my, movie buddies tweeting about it. And then I was like jealous for like 2 years. And I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to go.
I got to check it out. Yeah.
It's a hook, man. Like, everything revolves around this
every
year.
Absolutely. I think it's pretty much. I know that there's another event here called Putnamathon.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people consider like Geek Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
It's Fantastic Fest.
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole week. It's a whole fucking week.
Yeah.
And it's always a joy. Honestly, they could play nothing but crap movies for a week, and I would still come.
Oh,
I would
totally.
Still come, and I would still watch them, and I would still enjoy myself.
Yeah.
And it's more than just the movies. It's the community. It's the people that are here. It's always the same people.
Yeah.
And it's just great. It's wonderful.
Oh, it's amazing. What are some movies you've seen here that you're going to tell people about
this
as
year.
It comes out? Yeah.
This year, yeah. I mean, the big ones that I've seen, it's a unique year in that a lot of my favorite movies that I've seen at the festival this year are newer movies. Movies that are coming out that are big, that are will be able to be seen soon.
Yeah.
Movies like The Handmaiden.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite, absolute favorite of the festival. I think it's amazing. I think it's one of Park Chan-wook's best movies, and very, very good. And then I saw Arrival on opening night, and that was great.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful movie. Definitely a movie that I think people are going to be talking about once it comes out.
Oh, totally.
It's got a very unique structure. It's not an easy pill to digest.
And totally.
And then I really liked some of the smaller movies that I really liked were The Lure, which is kind of an infamous movie now. It's a cannibal mermaid musical. It's like the most Fantastic Fest movie ever made, and it's great.
Sweet.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Great music. Really funny. We just saw, actually, I just stepped out of The Autopsy of Jane Doe,
same here.
Which
yeah.
is really fun. It's it's kind of a traditional horror movie.
It is,
but
it,
but I love the Lovecraftian spin on it.
Oh,
it feels
yeah.
like it's adapted from a novel that was never made.
Totally.
And it's very centralized, and it was good. So there, it's been a really great mix of big movies and small movies, and we've got a couple big movies tomorrow and a couple small movies tomorrow. So I think it's been a great year. Year. Very consistent.
It has, year. Like, not a lot of home runs for me, but it's been like, just, I'm having a good time.
Yeah,
with, like, pretty much everything I watch.
Yeah, I think I've only seen, like, maybe a handful, like, two or three that I've kind of outright disliked.
Yeah.
I think everything else, and I've seen, I think, 24, 25 movies at this point. So, you know, that's a really good batting. That's, like, amazing batting average.
Oh, it's huge, man.
So, you know, I think if you come here, there's something for everybody. And, of course, you know, the movies that I don't necessarily care for, somebody else might
enjoy. Yeah.
And so this is, I believe, if you're worried about your movie taste, come here. You will no longer be worried. You will no longer be worried, because there is something for everybody.
So. Oh, totally. Tons for everybody. And have you participated in any of the events? Like, have you gone to any of those?
Not this year. This year has been a little event light. I kind of felt like mostly doing movies this year. I do wish I had done The Feud. I've done The Feud in the past.
Okay, yeah.
And it's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's definitely an event where you have to be there, you have to be engaged, you have to be drinking, you have to be kind of in the same mindset that everybody else is doing. And so that has been really fun in the past. I didn't get to do it this year. You know what? I did get to do the debates this year.
Okay,
I've only done the debates once before, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
This year I decided to do it again, and a lot of my friends were going.
Oh, cool.
And it was great. It was a lot of fun. The first debate and the last one were awesome.
Oh, cool.
The two in the middle were fine, but the first and the last were great.
Yeah.
And I went home happy. So
and then Dolph Lundgren was here.
Dolph Lundgren, he showed up for the first debate, because the first debate was whether Rocky IV was the greatest boxing movie of all time, which I very much disagree with.
Yeah.
It is not.
I think everybody would disagree with that.
But it actually won, though. So that was disappointing. But it was a great fight. It was really fun, and it was a really good event. I think actually that's something people forget about sometimes. This isn't just a movie festival. There are video games.
Oh, yeah.
The second half of the festival is video games.
Yeah.
And so there's video games here. There's parties. There's movie interruption, like comedy bits. There are games. There are trivia nights. It's everything.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
And, like, drunk filmmakers and actors running around.
Oh, yeah.
Causing mischief like the rest of us.
I mean, if you ever wanted to see, you know, somebody in their prime element, just come and watch Nacho. For a while. I mean, he's got a movie premiering tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think it's the U.S. premiere of his movie, and he's going to be blitzed out of his skull because just what he does.
Yeah, totally.
That's what he does. And what I love about this festival is you can come and interact with the filmmakers.
Yeah.
And you interact with them on a one-on-one basis. You don't interact with them coming from a distance.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, will you sign this thing? You know, fuck it. It doesn't matter about signing. It's hey, you made a good movie. I want to talk to you about that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to talk to me, sort of thing?
Yeah.
Or more often than not, they're so welcoming, and I think they all really love it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you saw M. Night Shyamalan was tweeting about being here.
Yeah, that
and
was
he
cool.
loved it.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool. You know, like, I mean, I haven't necessarily liked his movies lately, but, you know, the dude's awesome, and he's definitely, he said he wants to move here, so it's like, it's awesome, it's so cool.
Yeah, and he's from Philly, and he talked about how Austin is, like, the mecca of like, movie people, and he's like, you guys are the cool kids. He was, like, felt a little timid and kind of shy about coming to Austin.
I can get that. I would understand that, because you see our crowd, and you see what we kind of respond to, and it can be a little daunting.
It is.
Like, I've had a movie premiere here,
and
it was very difficult. I was very Oh, yeah. Out. Like, my wife saw it. I was really nervous. It. Yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you. I was very nervous, and I can only imagine how somebody who is far better than me and far more in a light than I am.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine what that's like. But I'm so glad that like people have fun here and they here and they want to come back. I mean, Elijah Wood comes here every year.
Yeah.
And he's never accosted. Like, he's just allowed to do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
In fact, I think he's on the feud teams occasionally. Yeah. So it's like, it's
I've
so
seen
much
him
fun.
Do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's one of us when he's here. Like,
oh, absolutely.
He's on the later boarding groups.
Yep.
And he doesn't get
special treatment.
Doesn't get special treatment.
No. And he's sitting there waiting in line with you. You know? Like, it's awesome. And I think it's the most fair festival I've ever been to in terms of just, you guys get to pick what you want. You might not get it, but you're going to get something that you will at least appreciate and be happy that you saw, even if you don't end up liking it.
Oh, totally.
So that's great.
Yeah, that's just a testament to the programming team.
Oh, my God.
They do such
don't
a good
even
job.
Get me started on the programming team. Yeah. They've kicked ass for at least the 6 years that I've been here.
Yeah.
I can only imagine how good it's been in the past.
Oh, totally.
And how good it's going to be in the future. It's
amazing. Yeah, I guess we could close it off here, but why don't you tell people where they can find you online?
Oh, yeah. I don't tweet very often anymore, but if you want to find me, I'm at Tyler Major, TYLERMAGER.
Yeah.
I'm an editor by trade, so like you might see me hawking some of my shit on there sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But,
do you have any projects you want to share with
us? Yeah, sure. I just edited a feature doc about an amateur wrestler named Jordan Burroughs. He competed in the Olympics for the United States as a wrestler.
Cool. Okay, yeah.
And I just finished an hour-long documentary about him, and I'm pretty proud of that.
Awesome.
And you can find that if you just look up My Name is Jordan.
Yeah.
That's the name of the documentary. And you can also find it on flowwrestling.com, and that is actually free to watch.
Oh, cool.
Most of our stuff is not free, and that is free. So if you want to take a look, tell me what you think.
Yeah.
I edited it in a month and a half. So
oh, cool. That's awesome, man.
I'm pretty proud of it.
Oh, congrats on that. Yeah, cool. We'll look for that.
Cool. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah, maybe I'll add a link in the show notes.
Yeah,
that.
That'd be great. That'd be cool. Yeah, if you just go to Flow Wrestling and either type it in, or it might even be on the front page right now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly.
Cool. Yeah, we'll check it out. Well, thanks for your time, man. And yeah, enjoy the last day of the fest tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Test, test, test.
Yeah, that should be good.
All right.
Cool. So we just finished day 7 Fantastic Fest 2016 edition. I'm here with my good buddy Al. Why don't you say what's up? Introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Alan Cerny, formerly of Ain't It Cool News and now of ComingSoon.net.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. So how are you enjoying the fest? I guess it's almost over, right?
Yeah, it's almost over. Today was like one of those days where it's like, how do I put this? I got really depressed for some reason. That's stupid.
Oh, yeah.
But I kind of hit a wall today, and so I only saw the one movie I saw. But as a whole, this fest has been really good this year.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the highs are not as high as some previous years, but consistently it's been really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really pleased with my personal turnout. I've gotten a lot done, and the movies that I've seen are really great, and a lot of these films are going to come to y'all, so everybody who sees them should, you know, check these movies out, because they had a really consistently good year this year.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Really good programming through and through, because it was really well done. Like, I had a lot of fun through almost every movie. Really high batting average is the way Tyler Major put it, and I was like, yeah, that sounds about right. What are some standout movies for you?
Well, The Handmaiden was probably my favorite film of the whole thing this year. Park Chan-wook's new kind of heist. Well, not even a heist movie. It's just kind of a con man movie. But it's a con man movie with a lot of sex and a lot of manipulation and nudity. And you know, I'm good with all those things. So
it's a sexy movie, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty great. We were talking about that movie after we saw it, and it's like one of those movies. It's like, this isn't your average kind of porno. It's classy, you know. It's classy.
It's classy. Yeah. Totally.
But it's not really that. It's a really good movie. great horror film, The Autopsy of Jane Doe.
Oh yeah.
Incredible. incredible.
That one's awesome.
Scary and really intelligent, well thought out, with really great performances. Brian Cox and Emil Hirsch. That's a solid horror film this fest.
Yeah.
I really dug Raw. Raw was creepy and kind of a slow burn.
So good.
And I didn't think I was going to like it. And then the more I went into it, the more I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
This movie had a whole ton of controversy, but I thought it was pretty fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
It was L by the new Paul Verhoeven.
Yeah.
It's a hard movie to talk to people about. It's not unlike almost every other film at this festival. When you walked out of L and you saw some people were going, wow, that's great. And you saw the steam coming out of the ears of a bunch of other people who did not like that movie and were really morally offended by
it. Big reaction out of those people. And then everybody.
You kind of don't want to talk about it. Because Fantastic Fest is like a family and you love everybody. And then when half your family's pissed off, it's probably not a good idea to talk about it.
Yeah.
And of course, the big opening night movie, Arrival, which was really great. Really good, intelligent science fiction that everybody's going to get a chance to see in a few weeks. And so I think a lot of people are going to dig that.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, because we've seen it. It comes out tomorrow. It's a closing night film of Colossal.
Yeah.
Nacho Vigalondo, who has been a mascot of this festival from the very beginning when he brought Time Crimes.
That's right, yeah.
Enters into the upper echelon of really great directors with Colossal. I'm really curious to see where his career goes from this point, because unlike a lot of his other films, that are smaller in scope, they're really smart, intelligent, funny sci-fi films, where, you know, he riffs off of different sci-fi tropes or horror tropes or something like that.
Yeah.
Colossal is a huge step forward for him as an artist, and where he goes from here is going to be really fascinating to watch. I'm really curious to see the reaction when that opens wide, but Colossal is pretty outstanding.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. I like what they did with, and not to get too much into spoilers or anything, but, you know, it's a monster movie, right? Kaiju, and some of the scary elements that are affiliated with that, he did something really refreshing that was almost, in many ways, like, more terrifying than what we usually see, so.
Yeah, it was, you know, it put a lot of heart. You know, when we see giant monster movies and we see them smash in cities, we'll kind of rejoice in that. And this one puts a little more thought into the destruction of that movie, and not to spoil too much, but pretty kick-ass. Pretty great movie. Been a good solid... You know, I didn't do a lot of extracurricular activities this year.
Yeah.
I just hunkered down and watched a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on, and I'm sure a lot of people had a good time, but I was really impressed with my own self this year with my productivity.
You've been working your ass off.
But it was a good solid year. And of course, I didn't even say the secret screening that we had was the world premiere. No one had seen it yet of M. Night Shyamalan's Split, which definitely got a lot of discussion. I thought it was a really good movie. And there's stuff that we can talk about and stuff we can't talk about. We won't talk about any of it. Y'all are going to see it in January. Hopefully the better stuff hasn't been blown for you by then, but you know how things go. But I mean, and M. Night Shyamalan and James McAvoy coming to the fest was pretty cool.
That was awesome.
Pretty cool experience.
Yeah, and Jason Blum was there.
Yeah, Jason Blum too.
I thought they were throwing us a curveball because Jason Blum tweeted, "I just arrived in Austin." And for the secret screening, they've had filmmakers do stuff like that. They'll say, "Oh, I'm on my way to Austin." Judd Apatow 1 year took a shaky face picture.
I remember that.
So they've done a lot of like elaborate kind of things.
This one, this year, Split surprised everybody.
Yeah.
I will say this.
You called it though, right?
I will say this. Yeah. I didn't exactly call it. I was told in the crowd that, hey, a guy from Blumhouse is here, which means it could be the new Shyamalan movie. I couldn't think of anything else. I didn't realize Blumhouse would produce it, but I'd forgotten that Shyamalan started making movies with them. I caught a called it, but I think I only called it because I was told that he was here, and that kind of did it. It was pretty cool. Who else was here this year? We had M. Night Shyamalan, James McAvoy,
Dolph Lundgren.
Lundgren brought a really good movie. I enjoyed it. It was fun. Park Chan-wook for the director of The Handmaid was here.
Yeah.
And Emil Hirsch was here.
You got to sit down with him for a bit, right?
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. Yeah. Emil Hirsch and the director of Autopsy, Jane Doe, came. Leonard Maltin and Bruce Campbell. Burton.
Yeah.
Pretty Fantastic Fest kind of grown up a little bit.
It's on
the map now.
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah, and people are, I think that studios and it's a big deal for movies to play here, so... It's pretty awesome to see. And yeah, it's a lot of fun every single year.
Yeah, and it's really cool because the fans of Fantastic Fest. I mean, technically, I guess the fest can't really grow because it's stuck in a, I mean, it's, I don't want to say stuck. It's a bad term. It's set at the South Lamar location in the Alamo Draft House. Yeah. There's only so many screens and so many theaters and so many seats. And so it feels, you know, that's about as big as it can get.
Yeah.
But it's a little festival that could, in comparison to some of these bigger ones like TIFF or South by Southwest or Telluride. But the difference is that we make it a home for filmmakers to bring their films here.
Yeah.
Every single person that sits down to a movie at Fantastic Fest is a cinephile of the highest order. Yeah. They know their stuff. We go out of our way to find provoking cinema that challenges, that thrills, excites, scares, stuff that the average filmmaker may not see. A lot of this stuff, and because we see these kind of films, we go out of our way to find these films. I like to think that the people that come to Fantastic Fest are probably some of the best cinephiles on the planet.
Oh, totally.
You know?
It really is that way. And on that topic, like, M. Night Shyamalan in the Q&A talked about how he felt like Fantastic Fest and also Austin is just the perfect place. He always felt like he was kind of a nerd and was kind of nervous about coming to hang out in Austin because he felt like Austin is like the cool kids crowd. And I thought that was really interesting for him to say that. That was pretty cool. And
we are the cool kids. That's the fun part of it. Right. Hell, why not? You know, everything else is so clicky. We're the cool kids. We are the cool kids.
I didn't realize it until today, but Eller Coltrane's been here like all week.
I heard that. I didn't see him.
Yeah, I saw him today.
If I did, maybe he, you know, that's crazy. I would like to see him and shake his hand and say, hey, I think I feel like I've known you your entire life.
I introduced myself. We had a chat, and then we just talked movies. It was let's talk about so and so. And he talked about movies he's watched, and he's like, "I hope I can come next year because this is awesome." And I was like, "Yeah, you should come next year."
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. What's his name? I can't remember his name. He's in Dazed and Confused. He helps run the Fantastic Arcade.
Wiley Wiggins
is there.
He's here every year.
This festival has touched and changed people in such crazy, remarkable ways. Yeah. I love it that we're a festival that Tim Burton can feel comfortable to bring one of his films here.
Yeah.
I would love to see Park Chan-wook come back and bring something here. Yeah. He felt the warm embrace of this audience to his stuff. That's the cool thing. We're not a festival where people will line up to get autographs. Unfortunately, that whole Dolph Lundgren thing, when he came in, none of those people lining up for autographs, but I guarantee you that none of those people are Fantastic Festers.
Yeah.
We don't do that kind of thing. We have That's Elijah true. Wood here every year.
Yeah.
This is a place where we want filmmakers to feel comfortable to be here and to geek out like the rest of us.
Oh, totally.
You know, that's the fun part. It's like, holy crap, did you see that movie? Oh my gosh. You know, and they just totally geek out. And hopefully we want to be that kind of festival where they get that feeling, get influenced by some of the stuff they see here and the audiences they participate with.
Yeah.
And they go back and they make more art.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And they make art that we've used.
Yeah.
That we're a part of. And the cycle keeps going. The circle keeps moving. Our enthusiasm for art inspires artists to make more art, which in turn gives us more enthusiasm.
Oh, totally.
And that's, to me, that's the big deal of Fantastic Fest.
Yeah. Chris Peckover, the guy who directed Safe Neighborhood, that's exactly what he said, almost word for word. He was like, you know, after all the time and blood, sweat, and tears I put into this movie, he's like, seeing all of you guys watching this movie and being enthusiastic and having fun and having a nice reaction, he's like, this makes it all worth it. And he said it was like, it motivates him, and that's awesome. Like, how cool is that?
It makes filmmakers want to be better filmmakers.
Yeah.
And it makes not just better filmmakers, but it makes them want to tell more stories. And I love that. That's probably the single biggest thing of Fantastic Fest of value it has, is to inspire art. And I mean, everything else, it's just that time of year, it's the awards season where everybody's tracking what's going to play and what's going to win awards, who's going to win this, who's going to win that. That's all well and good. It's stuff people need to write about, that stuff. People, you know, that's the whole machine and working. Yeah. But Fantastic Fest isn't about that. It's about love.
Oh,
and the love of great movies and love for each other that everybody has. It's hard to be angry at anybody at Fantastic Fest.
Oh, totally. Yeah, it really is. You can give people side eyes, but that's about it.
Yeah.
That's me. Yeah, man. I guess we should start to wrap it up because we're about to play some board games. That's the part of the interviews that I'm doing. I like interviewed most of the house. I'm still have to get Tom next, I think. So, but yeah, we all stay in an Airbnb. We've done this 2 years in a row now, and it's awesome.
I think it's going to be our tradition. I think we. Yeah. Well, you know what? My wife wants to come next year. Mm-hmm. I might have to ditch you guys.
Oh no way, dude!
I won't ditch you guys.
We'll figure something out.
Exactly.
Yeah. So remind our listeners where they can find you online. You're on Twitter, and why don't you plug your website? Anything else you want to show?
Sure. My Twitter account. I still have my old name from Manicool News, but my Twitter account is now NordlingCS. I write for ComingSoon.net, and I'm having a great time. Really, cool, really enjoy my writing these days.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. It shows. So congrats on that.
Thank you.
All right, take care, man.